was a city council person, had occasion to approach him on an issue and found him to be open, receptive, and responsive. Those are the attributes that I hope each of us bring to the table, and I applaud him for having shown that to me years ago. Thank you, ma'am.
I was ready to introduce the Honorable Larry Dent.
Wait a minute. Here we go. Your microphone.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much, President Freeh. My name's Van Tran, and I am actually a really newbie in the water world, being appointed to fill the seat of Assemblyman Tree Ta, who was the director representing this area. But it's a real pleasure to come back to public service, and having worked with Larry Dick in the past, and I've even had a free lunch from him, so I appreciate that. I always remember that. And also, it was very nice that many of our colleagues here reached out to me and really taught me how water policy works. And I truly appreciate that. Although I'm not new at public service, I've also served in the state legislature. And as a freshman legislator, I remember Kevin McCarthy said, "Van, you're going to have to be the vice chair of the environmental and toxic materials." That's all the that's the worst committee for a Republican to be on. But that's going to be the fall on your sword committee when you're a freshman. But I've learned a lot and brought a lot of that of values and virtues, if you will, in terms of trying to work across the aisle and finding a solution if possible. So I really appreciate that. And I wanted to thank Carl Seckel as well for reaching out to me when I got appointed to the OCWD board. Carl actually reached out and called me, and I appreciate that from across the aisle. And always take his input at value. And having been a veteran in this business, so I truly appreciate that. Once again, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Director Tran, for that. Carl Seckel, 45 years in water industry, 2 years on the MODOC board, and 3 months on the Metropolitan board, so I'm getting my feet wet at that. I wanted to thank everybody for taking time out on a busy Friday. You know, everybody's schedules are busy, and for fitting this meeting in and for allowing the two boards to get together. So thank you to everybody for that. As Director Tran mentioned, reaching out and discussing issues, I think, is something that can always be helpful in trying to understand where folks are coming from. And I recently reached out to Natalie Meeks from Anaheim, and she was nice enough to return my call, and we had a very heavy-duty discussion in a short period of time. And based on that, I think I know her a lot better. She's a very busy person, and thank you for taking your time out today. And thank you, Natalie, for taking my call and helping me to understand and learn better about OCWD issues. So thank you.
Yes. Thank you. I'm Natalie Meeks. I am new to the OCWD board. I was elected to the Anaheim City Council in November. So, but I have a lot of history in city government. I worked for Anaheim for about 30 years before I ran for the council. Would like to thank Director Rowe, Kelly Rowe. He has been very welcoming, very helpful in many different issues with OCWD and other issues and things. So I appreciated kind of being brought into the family and learning my way around OCWD. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Natalie. I'd like to share that I've been in the business as long as Carl, but I don't want to say 45. I'll just say over 40 once I got past 40. But I've known Carl for about that long, and Bob McVicker and Larry Dick I've known for 20 years. I've all appreciated them. Bob I've known the longest. He and I worked together at former engineering consulting companies. He's worked with my wife also. And we've had a passionate affair with water resources management. So I think that that's great that we are here still investing, basically volunteering our time to help the county manage our water resources better.
Great. Thank you, Kelly, Director Rowe. Yeah, I'm Vice President of the MODOC, and I got appointed for a couple of years, and so I have about 4 or 5 years now with the MODOC board. And I semi-retired, and I do a lot of volunteer work with the Council on Aging and CASA and everything else, but I really and truly enjoy water resources. In fact, I do a little bit of part-time work with Arupa Valley right now to help manage projects and such. And so I, you know, really appreciate Director Yeo. I used to come in front of this Orange County Water District Board when I was at Irvine, and, you know, Director Yeo has always seemed to be, you know, very thoughtful and appreciated his professionalism on that board.
Thank you, Bob. I'm Roger Yeo. I've been on the Orange County Water District Board for the last 19 years. I got elected in 2004. I was very interested in the groundwater replenishment system project. And once I got on board, I created a bunch of work for Mike and the staff. And come to learn that we have a great organization that people are smart, intelligent, and they care about their work. They got the project done on time and within budget. And also, we had the opportunity to work on the two subsequent projects together. And over the years, I got to meet a lot of great people, including Al, who was on the Overland Water District that we were connected to work on water issues on a regular basis.
I already went.
Oh,
so, but you know what? I'm free to go again.
I'll take back my compliment.
I am tenacious.
You are tenacious.
So maybe that leaves it to me. So I'm Dennis Bilodeau, and I've been on the board here for 23 years. And my day job is I'm the county traffic engineer for the County of Orange. And in my spare time, I serve on the city council for the City of Orange, if there's such a thing, spare time. And it's been a fantastic journey for me here because I was here when GWRS was initially conceived. And so I've kind of been in the right place at the right time to help shepherd through these wonderful projects. And that's it. Thank you.
Valerie? I'm Valerie Mesqua. I'm the mayor of Santa Ana. 4 months, not 40 years. Yeah, it feels 40 years already. Prior to that, I served on the Santa Ana Unified School Board for 8 years. And then during that time, I retired from the County of Orange after a 30-year career there. And I really have enjoyed being on the water board here with all of you, and I've learned a lot, and everybody's been very welcoming. So thank you.
I think 8 years on the school board is the equivalent of that.
Sure is.
Yeah. Sure. Hi, everyone. My name is Megan U. Schneider, and I've been on the MODOC board since 2016, I guess going on my seventh year soon. Time flies when you're having fun. And as many of you know, I have a long history with water. I grew up in water. My dad worked for Orange County Water District for over 31 years, so I grew up running around Water Factory 21 and hearing about what GWRS would be like, and then being able to see it come to fruition has been tremendous. I've also shared quite often that I wrote my college essay about Ricky the Rambunctious Raindrop and how he was my first love. And so I've had a passion and interest in water for a very, very long time, particularly from the perspective of public health and the environment and ensuring sustainability and reliability for the future. And so I started out my career in water and have been working in water for, this June will be 17 years, not quite 40 yet. I'll get there one day. And, you know, part of my interest is really making sure that we can all work together and work collaboratively because, you know, I grew up seeing all of the different collaborations that happened across the entire water cycle, whether it's with Orange County Sand, now OC Sand, whether it's with MODOC and OCWD, or whether it's with other regional stakeholders across the state, and even across the seven states with the Colorado River. And so I'm really grateful for all of you taking the time to show up and be present and really be curious and listen to understand each other and to understand how we could better work together. And I'm excited to see so many women in the room. So I'm grateful for that as well. In 2019, there was a Brookings Institution report that highlighted that in 2019, only a few years ago, the water industry was still 85% male. And so we have a long ways to go, and we're making progress.
I'll pull up the rear. My name's Randy Crane. Jeff's here then.
Jeff.
Sorry. I didn't mean to steal your thunder. I have been on the MODOC board for, I think this is my 6th month. So I'm new to local water governance in terms of getting my hands dirty, as I've been saying lately. I was an academic before that, but a very problem-oriented academic, and I've been working on water for issues for 30 years, mostly international, but certainly teaching about local water, and I've been involved in special district restructuring issues in Orange County for 30 years. So somebody asked me recently, how is this job going? And I said, it's about 3 times as interesting as I thought. So I don't know if I'm starting to get an engineering mindset and putting things in quantitative terms that can't really be quantified, but it has been, and it becomes more interesting every day. So explain that to me. Let me turn it over to Jeff Thomas.
I get to bat cleanup. That's good. Nobody likes me, so nobody mentioned me. All joking aside, man, I'm largely invisible at 6'5". You know, it's interesting. I've been doing this now 31 years. 31 years. Yeah, that's a long time. I've known many people in here since about 1986. A few others that go back. I've known Bruce a very long time, and of course Dennis and Steve Sheldon. I don't know if he's on the call. I've known him since 86 as well, and I've known his father as well, the Reverend Lou Sheldon. I've got a lot of compliments to hand out. You're about to become president of Aqua, and that's a big deal. That's a big deal to Orange County. I'm very happy for you. I really am. We've got a lot of talent in this room, a lot of great people. You know, and as we say, hopefully, selfless service, and it's all very good. So I thank you very much.
You're not quite done. There's Dina.
Dina, can you introduce yourself and compliment another board member on something?
And Jeff needs love.
I'm feeling unloved.
I've been in public service for as long as I can remember. I think I grew up with it. At 20, I came into the Superior Court. I started serving there. So I ended up leaving in 2005 when one of the judges, Judge Boris, who was the presiding judge at the time, he says, "Don't you think it's about time you want to use your law degree?" I said, "Okay." So I left the court. And about a year later, some things happened in my community, and I didn't think it was fair. So I joined the Garden Grove City Council, and at the time, I met Larry Dick, Director Larry Dick, and he was very supportive. I appreciated his support because of him and some other very prominent people in the community supported my campaign, and I made it to the Garden Grove City Council in 2006. And then I did help one of the churches get built. So that was the reason why I came into politics. And I served for 8 years in the Garden Grove City Council. And after that, I termed out. And I guess I got used to public service. So the next thing was the Orange County Water Department. And I was approached by some of my colleagues and say, you know, you're interested in water. And I was thinking, water? That's a subject that I've never thought about. And I did not know that it was so important to our community to have this water organization and the other ones that we are affiliated with. So to me, all of the water entities are very important to Orange County, and I'm proud to be part of that structure. And that's why I continue to keep serving election after election. This is my second term, and I learned a lot, not from one directors, but my entire board. I've met so many people on my board that has been inspiration to me and educational too. And I could not be more proud than the people that I sit with. They're wonderful people, intelligent people, and very caring people. And they make very good public servants. You said, say something about one board member, but I remember another person that supported me at the beginning. It's Van Tran. And all he said was, do you have thick skin? I always remember that part. I said, I didn't think about it for a while, but I said, yeah, well, if I'm ready to take on anything, yeah, I think so. I think so. And this meeting is really a wonderful thing. I think it's nothing very, very serious. I think it's something that we just need to talk about as to what's best for our community. So whatever the outcome is, I trust all of you to make those decisions, whether it's one way or the other. And I will respect whatever the outcome is. Thank you.
Okay. Paul, why don't you pick it up? Well, Paul Brown is our...
I'm your facilitator. Can you mind if I stand?
Can I just make a quick note?
Yeah, please.
I forgot to mention, so as all of us are juggling life, I too am juggling life, and I had a medical procedure scheduled for 1 today, then it got moved to 8, and now my doctor wants me to come in at 10:15. So I will leave and come back, and I apologize in advance, but I thank you all for understanding, and please know I tried to do everything I could to make it not happen within the time frame of our meeting, but I can't control everything, so thank you.
So, President Schneider, do you have a specific time? Because we can take a break. We'll need a break. So if you have a time that it would be like 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock, yeah. So I'll get cookies. I'll bring them here. Everyone can enjoy them while I'm gone.
Okay.
And then I'll come back.
So we'll take a break at 10 o'clock, and then we'll hope that you'll be able to make it back. I will say, I was asked to facilitate this meeting. In some ways, this is like no other meeting I've ever facilitated, because I asked President Schneider and President Green, well, what are you trying to accomplish? And it was, we don't exactly know yet, but we're hopeful that it'll be something good. Okay. All right. Well, how long do we have? As long as it takes. What is there for me to do? And in that context, I'm really going to serve more as your moderator. In fact, if there's any one of you who's got some good advice for me, at the beginning of a session where we don't know what we're trying to accomplish, but we hope it's going to be something good, and we don't know how long it's going to take, but we'll know when we're done. What would you say to me? What would you tell me about how to make a meeting like that successful?
Can I ask the GMs to comment any time they feel that they've got some advice for me? Like, get on with... Mike always has advice for me. What is it going to? What will it take to be successful if you're me in this very interesting role?
Paul?
Oh, yes. Director Seckel.
I think the purpose of the meeting is to for the two boards to be able to discuss various issues together, so I think you need to get us to talk.
And do you feel like you wouldn't be talking without me?
I think it's just like your job is a little intimidating today, I think it's a little intimidating for all of us to be sitting here, because all of us in these seats, I think, are unsure of exactly what we're supposed to be doing today other than kind of opening the dialogue. So my thought for this meeting is it's maybe an initial discussion. I don't think that we're going to get everything done today, but you need to start somewhere. So that's where I think just getting started and the opening we did, I thought was a very good start. So I'm going to leave it in your hands.
Thank you, and I'm going
to... Yes, with so many attendees, and we do have all limited schedules to some extent, I think it's important that you be authorized to be able to provide a hook if someone is going on too long. And I know that's a big task with elected officials as well. But I think to allow everyone to have their share of the floor, that's an important factor today.
Okay, well, that's it. That is important because, as you know, you are both in board meetings of the two boards simultaneously. And you can do anything you want. And so, I will be very gentle, but if you feel like keeping this moving, I'm happy to do that. And I saw another hand.
Yeah, I liked what Teddy Roosevelt said. I think he said, be clear, be brief, and be seated. So, to Bruce's point.
So are you talking to me? Is that...
I'm talking to myself. I have this issue.
Okay. Be clear and be brief and be seated. And there's only one person standing, so I took it personally. But So anyone else? I don't have to belabor this, but President Yu Schneider.
I just wanted to add, I think we accomplished, as some others already noted, I think we accomplished a lot in just bringing everyone together into the room to connect and get to know each other as people. And my encouragement beyond today, as today is the start of a conversation, is to continue the dialogue with each other and really get to know each other as people and understand, as Dina mentioned, you know, we're all in it to serve the benefit of our community. And I think if we can start there and align around that, we can figure out all the other things. But the other piece, and I've been quoting Pastor Rick Warren a lot lately, is, you know, he often said, you didn't get into a situation in a day, and you're not going to get out of a situation in a day. And I think we want to make sure we manage our expectations. We won't get to a solution today, but I think we're making tremendous progress by bringing both boards together into a room, which we haven't done in a very, very long time, by creating an opportunity for everyone to connect and get to know each other a little bit better, and providing a forum to really be able to talk through what are the opportunities, what are the challenges, how can we really understand each other's perspectives so that we can align around this shared goal of serving our community and do it in the best way that we can. So my advice today is just really be curious and listen for all of us. And we really appreciate you, Paul, as our facilitator.
Thank you. President Green.
Yeah, Megan and I have done a lot of talking in the last few days. And she's pointed out a lot of misinformation out there on both sides, different misconceptions. And so I think that it's nice that if we can talk, then all of us can be talking to each other. I had higher expectations when I threw this idea out. It was as a retreat, and I saw it as very informal, all day, and we could talk. I didn't think of a moderator, but maybe it was a very good idea to have somebody else in charge, an objective person out there. And so I think that if Megan and I have gotten as far, we've had all different iterations on how we were going to introduce ourselves and what we were going to do. We've thrown out a lot of them, and then at the last minute I came up with this idea, and Megan said, sure, why not? And so that's what we did. But my idea is that if we start out in a positive way, that we can carry that through this meeting.
Director Dick, did I see you raise your hand?
You did, sir. Everyone knows that I have a great deal of patience.
And I've already worn it out.
And I want to be a good steward of your time, because rumors reach my ears. My wife calls me Mr. Cheap, that you're not even being paid for this. And I have to say, on behalf of the citizens of Orange County, thank you for that generous offer of your time.
Oh, well, my pleasure.
But I'm not through.
Oh.
It was really nice of you. I, on the other hand, feel like I have devoted about as much of my time to this without getting any traction, without making any positive movement that I care to. So I'm delighted that you're here. We've been talking about why this would be a good thing and how it would be wonderful. And I can see how that there are advantages to a consolidation of these two significant water agencies. Can we at some point begin to talk about why there's a barrier to this consolidation? And if we can resolve those barriers, then we can move forward. I have said before, and I continue to say, you convince me this is the best interest of Orange County, and I'm all for it. And after having had breakfast here this morning, which is much better than what Arby's been providing for us, I'm liking Mike more and more.
All right. President Green.
Yeah. I guess I wasn't thinking about this as consolidation. My whole idea is, how can we talk about consolidation if we don't even know if it's feasible or not? And I think that's what the study at LAFCO will tell us. And I thought that's when those conversations would be coming up.
Then why are we here?
Because when we were talking about it, the ad hoc committee got nowhere, and I'm one of the people on there. And so I thought that the idea is, if we can't even talk to each other, how can we get any further? So I thought the idea of coming together and at least discussing. And if you want to talk about consolidation, that's great. But I'm just saying, we don't know whether it's feasible or not yet. And so if we want to talk about it, the grand jury has come to us 3 times that I know of and brought this up. So why don't we find out whether it's good, bad, or indifferent?
Like we did the last 2 times.
I tell you what.
Yes.
President Yu Schneider.
If I could just segue to Paul, back to Paul. One of the things that Kathy and I had talked about was perhaps an outcome of this meeting is an agreement to do a longer retreat session with breakfast, lunch, and a less formal, casual way for us to really get to know each other, because no matter what, we have a year for the Focus MSR study outcomes to happen, and there are a number of different issues related to the climate issues that we have, the water resiliency and reliability issues that we have, and there are a number of different benefits of these conversations that have already happened. For example, with the ad hocs, the groundwater committee at Met issue was brought up, and our staff went forward and advocated for a groundwater committee, got one created, and they already had their first meeting all before this conversation even happened. And so one of the things that I would love to see happen out of today is an agreement to dedicate a little bit more time, as Kathy had envisioned, because I do think there was a little bit of miscommunication around the time frame for today's meeting. Originally, we were looking at a Saturday session so we can have a longer meeting, but then we had heard rumors that there was a perception that Orange County Water District felt like we were dragging out the process by picking dates further out. So we actually rearranged our strategic planning session as well as a number of our other meetings, which is why we've had like six meetings in a week. And so we took this time to get here today, and we'd love to talk about what other issues are there so that, and Paul will get into
I've got
that.
An idea.
Okay.
No, I mean seriously. Because I think these points are really good points. Let me throw something out here, because I see that there is no reluctance to talk about these issues. What's happened? How we got here? Why we got here? What we had to do to get here? But if in fact this is about trying to get to some agreements about something. I felt like, why not fall back on your all the training you had in interest-based negotiations? Oh, what was that, Paul? Well, that's that book out there, you know, Getting to Yes. And what is it based on? It's based on this idea that the only way we can get to yes is to really, really understand what are the interests of the people on the other side of the table, or the other side of the building in this situation. What are the interests? What are you trying to achieve? I mean, whether it's consolidation or a JP, these are all solutions. They're solutions to what? What is the problem? What are your interests? And it seems to me you've had two study sessions. There's two things that were on paper that were helpful to the moderator. One is two comprehensive study sessions that both boards have had. So a lot of information. And you have copies of what you saw. And you have an additional copy of 10 top questions from the strategic planning process at MODOC. And so there's a lot of information that has been provided to you. Did it provoke any questions relative to more information that you think you would like to know? Clarifying questions. So clarifying questions, I think we should promote those. And then the other thing, and I think, and I apologize to President Hugh Schneider for preempting the rest of your remarks, but I also think that there are clarifying statements you may want to make as well. In other words, it's not just questions, it's statements. So if I was going to launch this, here's what if I was the umpire trying to call the balls and the strikes, I would say I encourage you to think about what you might really want to know about what the other agency is thinking, and don't try to refute whatever it is you hear. You can ask another question to try to dig deeper into what you've heard, but don't try to refute it. Let's not have debates, because they just don't go anywhere, and there will be no voting, so debates aren't very good use of time. So the other thing I would ask is that on a clarifying statement, something you want on the table because you don't think everyone's understood it, could you keep it to one topic at a time? And secondly, could it not be about you? Which is to say, it doesn't help to say, I will never vote for anything unless this happens. That's about you. What is the? Why do you feel that way? That's what we're interested in. Why? Why would you feel that way? So if we could have some clarifying questions and clarifying statements and see how far those go, I think you're setting the stage for being able to be creative about solutions that might work for everybody. I mean, it's an old, everyone's probably heard this interest-based negotiation story about the two kids fighting over an orange. You've all heard it already. And they're fighting over it, and they're very rational people, extremely rational. They came up with this approach, which we've all probably used. You cut it in half, and I'll pick which half I want. That's pretty darn fair, isn't it? What they didn't know is one of them wanted the peel for zest, and the other wanted the juice. Well, if they'd been a little more creative, they both could have gotten 100% of what they wanted if they just understood what each of their interests were. So I'm trying to encourage that kind of discussion. Why do you feel something is important, and what do you feel people don't quite understand about your beliefs, your values, why it is that you do what you do? So that's a long sermon, and I apologize, and hopefully it'll be the shortest thing I say today. Oh, I mean the longest. With that, does that make sense to anyone? Does anyone have a question? After all these study sessions, did anyone come away with any questions about what's going on here and why?
How did
we
get here?
How did I get here, or how did we get here?
No, I was just going to say that I always had good relationship with people on both boards. I always enjoyed breaking bread with Larry. You know, he's a bundle of fun. Always
did. That's me. Mr. Happy.
Lots of great jokes. Enjoy his company. It's just that, and Carl always reaches out to me if there are issues on the board. So we talk at Aqua and on a regular basis, Al too. And Megan, we connect from time to time on Caltrans issues and, you know, water issues. So how did we get here? We're hearing a bunch of misinformation, in my opinion. Maybe some about us on our board or your board are, you know, sensing some level of urgency that this has to be done. Well, maybe we're reacting to the grand jury report. You know, sometimes it's in favor, sometimes it's against, depending on the makeup of the grand jury. Okay, so here we are. We're trying to get to a point that we can collectively do that study, you know, a third-party study to see whether there is truly a benefit for the county, for the people that we serve. But, you know, from where I stand, I truly don't see any issues between the two boards.
So
these are the people I interact with. Thank you.
Director Yeo, you
Director
Yeo, let me ask you a follow-up question, because you said that you feel as if there's been a lot of misinformation. And so let me ask you, give me an example of something that you feel like is a misunderstanding or that you've misunderstood.
We can be candid about this, okay? So my observation is that from time to time, I observe some disagreement, I don't want to say animosity, from the general managers on issues. Okay, I like to think it's issues and not personality, but then the information is passed on to the board on both sides, right? And then things get convoluted.
Telephone.
Yeah, And so here we are.
But is there an example of something that you feel is really not well understood in the context of this? And I can see Director Netterhood moving for his mic, so I might let you off the hook. But can you?
He's jumping in to save me.
Director Netterhood.
No, at one of our meetings last week, Harvey, to his credit, mentioned the SARCUP disagreement, and that happened about 2 years ago, right when I joined the board. I jumped into the middle of what was a pretty hotly contested discussion at that time, a strong disagreement. There were some intensely worded letters that were passed back and forth, and at that time, even though I didn't have the history, it seemed like there was a lot of lack of clear communication and agreement on common goals. And to my surprise, and I really appreciated Harvey apologizing for our role in that situation. So in my mind, a very clear, dramatic example of misinformation and hostility and strong disagreement was the SARCUP discussions about two and a half years ago.
Thank you.
And Paul, let me clarify that. My observation.
Will you please? What was really I've just been sent a message. We have to speak into the microphones.
Yes. Thank you. So, sorry, I'm very loud, I thought. My observation was between our general manager and the former MODOC general manager, Harvey, is great to work with. I just want to make that clear.
Okay, so I don't know. I think it would be good if we would get some of these things said and then move on to something else. But what I'm taking away from this is the concept that there's not only been perhaps disagreements, but the hostility associated with how we resolve a disagreement has also caused a lot of friction or caused a lot of put some distance between the organizations. Any kind of hostile dispute causes everyone to find the most aggressive approach to winning in that kind of situation, and here we're looking for a win-win situation. So anything more to be said about prior hostilities? Director Thomas.
Well, no, and you know, am I coming across the microphone?
Yeah.
All right, you can all hear me. I agree with what both of you said. I think you started it out really well. I've only been here 12 and a half years. I know Larry's longer than myself. So the two ranking members, I mean, you get to see a little bit, and of course Carl's been on staff very long. If you go to this particular... I love this document. This document to
what
me.
What document are you?
This
which
is
one?
The
study
MODOC
session.
ODOC relations. Okay, and on page 16, those that don't learn from history are doomed to repeat it. Okay, so what we've got here is a situation. I'm going to take all the rhetoric that's been said. Hey, look, I've got a family. We're all Germans, you know, and everybody gets loud. People say things that they don't mean. You hug, make up. In the old days, you drink beer and you get together and. Kumbaya, right? I don't drink anymore, so that doesn't work. But the good thing about what rhetoric is and what we say is hopefully you can dial it back and you can come to reason. And we've been able to do that. I've served with several members of OCWD on summit. We've had intense disagreements. And we get together and we perform, actually, I think, put on one of the best water summits in the nation. I'm going to put that out there. I think we do a great job, both staffs and our organization. We get together quarterly in our quarterly meetings. You know, that is to discuss a lot of these issues. I have told Mike Marcus and I have told Kathy and Steve and others, I have no problem with any member of the OCWD group. None. I don't like rhetoric, though, because I tend to want to protect my family. And so my family, if somebody says something against my family, it tends to cause me to get a little bit more aggressive in what I say.
What did you think you heard about your family?
My family? Well, that this was a hostile takeover, and that basically there's one member that's not here, and I wish he was. I'm gonna throw it right out there right now, because he's kind of amped it up a whole lot. And I've known Steve a long time, and I've told him to dial it back. But it's called friends of mine around the county. There's been a lot of things that have been said that have been hurtful. A lot of things that have been said to these people that have gotten together with me and said, this is being said about you. And I'm not real big on that because rumors fly around. You know, so, I mean, what's the truth? Really? I was hoping he would be here. So tell us the truth. Tell us what
the feelings are. By the way, just for clarification, is he participating? Director Sheldon, are you in the Zoom land? No. Okay.
Ghosting. And I don't appreciate it. I mean, really, it was started because of Steve. But that being aside,
okay, good.
This has been attempted many, many times. Many times.
Which is, what is this?
This consolidation, reacting to a grand jury report. Okay? The most recent one was 2013. So for those that haven't been here very long, Director Sheldon, Dwayne, myself, and Director Barbary sat on a committee with Joel Cooperberg and our attorney, Russ Burns. We worked diligently to try and make this work. In fact, Director Barbary and I were really for this happening. I mean, trying to make this work. We could not make it happen under any circumstances. And we were trying to attempt, I mean, number of things. We couldn't even agree on name changes. We couldn't agree on how many directors would retire or stay. We couldn't agree on, you know, pension issues, union issues, and it came down to it that time. If everybody remembers, or let me introduce something new, there's the OCWD Act, and of course there is the Met Act. And we have attorneys here who can explain those better than I. Larry is a part of Metropolitan, so is Carl. To open it up, there was no desire on Metropolitan's part at that time to open up the Met Act, for fear of other agencies jumping in and making changes. And so, really, it was determined. And if I'm saying something wrong, Mike, I forgive me. But that's my best recollection of 2013. We just couldn't make it happen. There just wasn't the desire to make this go forward. Now, what's changed between 2013 and now? Other than the rhetoric, okay, and the people, what's changed?
Okay, that's a good question. Does anybody have another question or a statement that sheds more light on this topic? I would also like to avoid, and if this is possible, singling out any board members relative to past actions or past beliefs or past positions. Because the board member you mentioned is not even here, and two, it just.
Joined on his iPhone.
Oh my gosh.
His ears are burning.
Weird. But he's not.
Okay, well, let me know. I can't. I'm getting carsick. trying to see that, but so in this context, is there more we could learn about the reasons that why these conflicts are difficult to solve that aren't Director Sheldon? How are you? How are you today?
Great. I was listening the whole time.
Okay. Would you like
Yes, comments.
Would you like to respond? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I'd just like to say I love everybody here. I heard all the introductions. I've worked with everyone for decades. Just nothing personal. You're not my family. My family's at home. My constituents are important to me. The taxpayers are important to me. That's who I work for. And I want to do what's best for the county. That's my approach. And I really don't take well to the aspersions that Jeff Thomas put on me without any specificity as to what I supposedly did or did not do. And I don't know what to say to that.
Okay.
So I'm done. I want to wait. I'm here to talk about the grand jury. I'm not here to feel good. I'm here to talk about the grand jury. And I kind of feel like you're being distracted on that. And I'd like to focus on what MODOC feels about the grand jury, what we feel about the grand jury as it relates to the consolidation. That's the purpose of the meeting today.
Correct.
And I'll say no more. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
And I get away with it. And I had a medical just says, President Schneider needs to leave at 10. I had a serious medical personal situation. I apologize. It's a very important thing to me. So I don't take this lightly. And just we're going to respect your being able to leave. Please respect me, my situation. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Sheldon.
So it's going to be 10 o'clock. And we got here at 9. So, I'm a doer, so I'd like to get things done. So, and I'm new to all this, so I don't mean this in any disrespectful manner at all. So please, if I offend anybody, let me know and I'll apologize. But can we get to the issue so that we're not here till 5 o'clock? So let's get to what I heard from my peers sitting on the water board that I sit on. But can we get to the issues at hand?
What do you feel is the main issue we need to get to?
The grand jury report and merging and, you know, miscommunication and the several things that you heard, I think that we've all heard. So because I don't want to be here till 2 o'clock today and not really get anywhere. So it would be great. And I thank you for immediate, you know, being the facilitator. I know how difficult it is. And there's people in this room that have had 40 years, 30 years, 20 years, 4 months. But we really just need to have, like, can we get to the issues, please?
Well, let's talk about, can I ask you one question about this? Because the according to the published agenda, what is recommended by the staffs is that this group direct the staffs to go do something. So, as far as I'm concerned, we are not here trying to resolve all of the issues associated with reorganizing, consolidating. So this would be, what do you think the next steps the staff should be directed to undertake? And maybe we can get an answer to that fairly quickly. Some people might say, do nothing. Other people might say, go and address something that we decide is appropriate next steps. I've got several hands up, and whose hand is up that hasn't spoken already? Then let me go to Director Sheldon.
I just want to add what the good mayor said. I don't know who wrote the agenda. This is not my idea what the agenda was. We've had correspondence going back to summer to the summer of 2022. Forward with President Schneider and 2022, and then recently, all about the grand jury discussion, about we guys to talk about it. And so, to me, this is fake.
Yeah,
it feels very fake to me what's going on. Okay, we're here to talk about how we both feel about it, and to say we're going to plan. I mean, I don't feel sincere and about what's happening, and I really support what the good mayor said. And I don't care what the agenda says. I do care because I legally we're bound by that. But I certainly think we should get into this. Is what I mean? You're ignoring the elephant in the room. I want to hear from my MODOC friends and colleagues how they feel about this policy proposal.
So when you're talking to me, I guess you're really talking to them because I'm just moderating the meeting, Director Sheldon.
Well, and I'm talking to you because you're running it, and you're charged of directing our. You're professional running it. And you're charged with directing our what we talk about, and you're taking the conversation a certain direction that I don't agree with.
Okay, well,
I think a good mayor made a point. Let's get back on the subject at hand.
We don't have agreement, Director Sheldon, as to what the subject at hand is. Where we started, and I will try to reiterate this is. Why do you think that a certain outcome is the correct outcome? What is your motivation? What is the reason? What don't the other directors here understand about what you might prefer as an outcome of this
process?
I've
been waiting 9 months to hear their opinion on this before I can form an opinion. So I'd like to hear from them of their opinion of this consolidation because we've been doing a lot of presentation. We had an ad hoc committee that at the first meeting we were stopped from talking about the grand jury
consolidation. They almost refused to intellectually dialogue with us on it. We had to talk about other things. So I want to hear from the MODOC board their feeling on consolidation.
That's Director Dick, would you like to repeat what you said earlier?
I don't know that I could.
Use the mic.
What I could say is, in order to follow the thoughts the way that I think they're unfurling this morning, would be I have two or three things I would like to see us talk about that are, in my mind, obstructions to the concept of moving forward in a merger, consolidation, whatever term you wish to use. And I'll be happy to point them out whenever you're ready.
Please do.
I'm ready. I've got two grandchildren in South County. I want to make sure they have water. So if this consolidation comes to place, I want to protect their interests, and I'd like to see them find a way to access the basin. Recognizing that if I were a pumper in North County, I'm not sure I'd be willing to rush to embrace that concept. Number two, we've got to talk about this form of governance, whether it's going to be a JPA or whether it's going to be a district. And I want to make sure that each of the directors represents a like amount of territory and or population and has equal opportunities to represent their constituency. There's two things I'd like to see us talk about up front. And if we have to make adjustments along the way, I'm happy.
Thank you.
Yes.
My initial thought is this came about by the grand jury study, and the grand jury does not have the resources and the staff available to them to make that final decision whether we should consolidate or not. So they say, based on what they have, which is very little, we think you should consolidate. And as two big government entities, we have the resources to do the studies to say, grand jury, we have done a study ourselves, and this may not be the best interest of the public, or this would be in the best interest of the public. So I know from our board, OCWD, our staff has spent tons of hours on studying the grand jury report, and they reported back to us regarding their finding and their opinion as to what they thought about the grand jury report, the parts that are right, the parts that they disagree with. And I'm wondering about MODOC, if your staff did the same study, and from this meeting, I'd like to see if we could share that, the initial report from our staff to see if we're in line. But based on my understanding is staff says that we would engage LAFCO to do that for us. So I think maybe we are ahead of ourselves when we haven't seen the study from LAFCO yet. And I think for our due diligence to the public, that's what we need to do. And there's no rush on this. We can wait to see what the study is. And I have due respect for the grand jury, but I also know that they do not have the resources to make that decision for us, and that will be up to us, the two board, to do that study. And that's why we're here, and I'm supportive of us having this meeting. And I think, to me, that's a simple way of looking at it. Thank you.
Thank you. Director Young.
Thank you, Paul. I agree with Larry that we're one county in water. There's really no boundary, but we have different special district, different water agencies managing different aspects of the water supply issues here. So, the way I looked at the grand jury report, There are people from all walks of life. They lock themselves up in the room, start thinking about all these things that in their perception, are inefficient, not good for the county. So they came up with this before, saying that, hey, look, this is what we think, so respond to us. And so that's what we're trying to do here. Okay, so we'll get a third party here to look into these issues. And we have to go through LAFCO because potential consolidation, right? Maybe, I don't know, maybe it's going to be in the form of JPA or something that we stay independent and let's try to work together on issues that we can work together that will benefit our constituents, and then maybe eventually, like, you know, this is not so bad. And we don't need anyone to tell us that we should consolidate. Maybe we can get to that point. But, you know, there are other stuff that came up, like, in discussion of all these, like, I don't know how I get to metropolitan board director appointment, that kind of stuff. It gets convoluted and it gets convoluted very quickly and start getting people's blood pressure up.
Director Seckel?
I'm not sure if that has anything to do with the consolidation, but those things always come up.
We flipped a coin. Thank you, Roger. We flipped a coin and I lost, so Van gets the next mic and then I get it after him.
Well, I appreciate that. If I may, very quickly, you know, as a new member, but not a new public servant, I agree with what Director Sheldon is saying, but I also understand that, you know, we're in the business of politics here. I mean, it's politics is policy. And as board members, we make policy. We don't go into the details where the experts are making. I see as a new member, and I think I share the sentiments with the mayor from Santa Ana as well, Director Mesquita, that there's, from my personal perception here, if I may say, a new perception, see too much drama here, really is. Too much drama within the past 10, 15 years. Politics is the art of the possible. And as a lawyer for 29 years, I deal with confrontation and disputes and conflicts all the time. But at the end of the day, there will be solutions. There has to be. And there will be options that we need to make. And the professionals, the staff have already discussed these issues to death, actually, put it down in writing in ad hoc committees. We have very specific issues that we can talk about and resolve one by one in a very mechanical PE way. I'm not sure why we're not doing that, so that we can talk about our sentiments, of our opinions, but there are specific goals in which we can resolve or get to, and I'd like to see that happen.
Can we hear from some MODOC directors?
Yeah.
And Director Nitterhood, you have your hand up, and Carl, I guess you flipped a coin. I don't know if that was...
I flipped a coin so he got to speak ahead of me, and then I was going to speak. So I'm ready. And I like what Van said there about the drama and trying to tone things down a bit. And so my two suggestions for what staff should follow up on, I think the study needs to proceed. And we need to get to the end of that. So the one thing that the staffs can do from both agencies is make sure that the scope of work has all of the elements in it. And our letter to LAFCO suggested a couple of inclusions, points that should be included in that, and there's probably some more coming out of here, but I think that's an important first step, because collectively we all are interested in where that study's going to go and what it's going to say. Today, until that study's done, we're going to just debate back and forth, and I don't see make any progress on that issue. I suggest that we think about moving forward, because that study is going to take a year. Something else that we can work on starting today or tomorrow or next week, I think the Met director representation in Orange County is very important. I've only been in that seat for 3 or 4 months. I feel an allegiance to Orange County, to the groundwater basin, and I want to make sure that whatever Orange County Water District thinks they need as far as the Met representation before anything formally happens, that I'd like to find out what we can do to improve that. And evidently there are things that are missing now, and I, as one, would like to change what we do, however that is needed.
How did you get selected?
How did I get selected?
How did you end up on the Metropolitan Board?
I raised my hand. No. I actually did.
It can't be that easy.
No, I was. MODOC appoints four, two from the board and two from outside the board. So the two from outside the board are the north and the south. And the two from the board, somebody's got to volunteer for it. So when Satya Marabucci was not successful in his reelection, we had an opening.
Okay, literally, so two come from the board, yes, of MODOC, so that then that explains a hand raise.
Yes.
On the two that don't come from the board, how the heck do you pick them? I mean, how are they selected? I know there's a settlement agreement, and it talks about someone from the north and someone from the south. What does that mean?
Starting in 2011, we designated that the first opening, because at that time we already had four directors. So in 2011, we said the first opening that comes along is going to be nominated by the South County agencies, and we described in an agreement who those agencies were. And the second opening that comes along would go to the North County agencies, not OCWD, but North County agencies, and OCWD is one of the North County agencies. And so one of the critical items is the South County director was the first, and that was, we had to pick one or the other, and South County was a louder voice at the time. So we picked, South County was first. Once you pick, that selection stays with either that designation, north or south. And so Larry McKinney moved out of the area, took another job. South County came open again. Again, South County agencies got together. They nominated to the MODOC board. MODOC board appointed. That's how we got Dennis Erdman. One of the cruxes in the issue is the North County designated seat has never come open for the North County to nominate. So it's not like we've been.
So that's from the start of this, they never come open. President Green.
And further, she lives in South County, by their definition. So, and I was told South County is, or North and South is not geographical. I've never in my entire life heard that.
Just as an extra added attraction.
Thank you.
All metropolitan appointments are at will.
Explain to me what at will means.
The Metropolitan Act, if I remember correctly, provides for the appointees of the Metropolitan Board. All 38 directors are appointed. None of them are elected to the Met Board. The Met Board provides for two different types of directors. One is at two-year appointments. I believe that's what Anaheim uses. I might be mistaken. And there are others that are at will. The Municipal Water District of Orange County has embraced the notion of at will.
Okay, thank you. We don't have to. Yes, Director Nitterin.
Yeah, we kind of went off field from Steve's question about the grand jury. I wanted to make a quick comment. One of the benefits of being a new guy with only 7 years of experience in the water industry, quite honestly, I don't have all the historical baggage that is contained in this room. From my personal perspective, that North-South agreement is an anachronism. It fit at the time. It no longer fits. So, having a serious discussion about who selects the people, to Kathy's point, from my observation, watching our Met directors, they are interested in two things. What's good for Orange County Water, and subsumed, or that's beneath, the Met situation of what's good for Met and Southern California Water. So they are not territorial. Quite honestly, I don't care where the Met directors live, because in practice, it's immaterial in how, if they do it faithfully, how they fulfill their duties and how they respond to the priorities that they're responsible for. But again, sorry to go there. I didn't want to spend that much time on it. To Steve's point,
Director Thomas, and it's time for a break.
I'll be quick.
I can read sign language.
Just adding a little color to what Larry said, too, that I was
on the committee. I'm on a lot of committees, but I was on the committee that put together that North-South agreement, and that was a big agreement at the time that we put that together. A lot of good came out of that. We came up with some very good things for South County, but the election of the director being driven by South County, and Sandra Jacobs is in the room. There were North County people who applied, and what they did was, and I believe a former Assemblyman, or because he's a supervisor, I know that, but Assemblyman Bill Campbell had applied. Director McKinney was chosen, but it is without question that seat, just so for the new directors, you represent the whole county. It was never meant to be that you're representing just South County interests, because I think you would find out, in fact, Director McKinney, when he was elected, just didn't camp out in South County. He was very active all over the place, and actually was a real beloved director and earned a lot of respect because of it. Director Erdman's the same way, even though he's down in Dana Point. I mean, if you get together with him, he knows more about water than most anybody, and he's the same way. So I like our delegation. If I'm not wrong, and correct me, Larry, was Linda Ackerman chosen when she lived in Fullerton at the time and then moved to Irvine, or was she chosen when she was in Irvine?
If my memory is correct, she was in Irvine at the time.
Okay, all right. Yeah, she's been there a while, and I can tell you this, because I'm going to back her up. She's beloved up at Met. She really is, and she's garnered a lot of great attention, great support. The question is whether or not it's come time to sunset her seat and appoint a North County director, because that's what we would have to do. And that would be a decision. I have mentioned to some of the directors at OCWD, I am more than willing, when Linda's seat comes up, that a North County director be designated to that seat. I am totally for that, you know. But understanding, I mean, if you come from Fullerton or OCWD, you represent all the interests in Orange County, not just the city where you come from.
Can I ask President Green if you think it would be a good time to take a 15-minute break?
I do, and President Schneider brought cookies that are in that pink box.
All right. The cookies are the best thing we have going for us. Thank you. So we'll come back at 35 minutes past the hour.
When I got on the council,
it's a trick to be a faculty.
So now I'm here. I don't have to get any.
Give them consolidation first. Do we have to do I know whoever we lose one seat, I don't know. We don't know that. So rumors start swirling.
Of the three directors, she's the
one.
You're the wild card. Look.
That's
what
we were expecting here.
He's dead on. Sometimes most things happen.
Much nicer
mostly.
That's an
80-20,
or that's a whatever.
Yeah. I'm going to surprise you today. I'm going to recommend that we do. That we do the episode. Originally, we had said no. I'm just afraid we're all going to spend a lot of time.
Oh, not yet. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Almost like anybody that's been on the board for more than 5 years since they've been on.
I'm going to go to the next slide.
Wow.
Everyone has cookie. I would like to turn the meeting over to President Green.
Okay. During the break, Carl and I were speaking, and Jeff, well, anyway, I've spoken, Natalie, I've been speaking to a few of you, and Carl, you want to kind of sum up what we were talking about?
We did a quick kibitz, a couple different people, and this is only a suggestion, but I think in order to keep the discussions going and have a purpose, there are a couple things we could discuss. I think there was, and this is for the MODOC guys to listen up, I think there is an interest in the room to understand what the resistance is to MODOC participating in the study, because if the study is going to happen, and if there are issues we have with the scope, and we would like to make sure certain things are covered in the scope, why wouldn't we as an agency participate in that study? And I think it's a good, we had this discussion at a MODOC board meeting, but the OCWD directors were not there, so any of the MODOC directors that would like to comment on that, I think that would be a good part of the discussion. And then from another different arena, others would like to discuss, I think, consolidation in general, what, you know, why we should or shouldn't be looking at it. I think you can include that in your comments. But the overall question, I think, for the group, and I'm keying off of the doer over here, is how can we make good progress and good use of your time in the next hour or so? And so if anybody else has any other suggestions in all the meeting, you know, either facilitator, but I just want to make sure that we're not just wasting time over the next hour.
Okay, so would you do me a favor and just repeat what you think these two topics should be? Again, I mean,
I think one is for the MODOC directors to respond to the question, what is the resistance to us participating in the study? So that's the first question. The second question is, would it be beneficial for this group to throw some consolidation issues on the table about why move towards consolidation or why not move towards consolidation? What are the issues that are out there, if people would find that helpful?
Okay, so I've got two questions that could be sort of the central focus of our remaining time. One is explicitly directed to MODOC directors regarding what is the resistance to this is the LAFCO focus study you're talking about. And then the second is on the issue of consolidation itself, what are, I was writing down the word pros and cons from your from everyone's perspective as a sort of simpler way of framing that question. So again, we have heard from Director Dick, but Director Dick, I'd like to add to what he already said, we need to hear from others as well.
I'd be delighted to. I just want to make sure that I understand.
Okay.
If I understand it correctly, we're talking about the possibility of setting back, allowing the study to occur. And that would take a year, give or take. And then we're going to study it. And then, if we decided we wanted to move forward, that would take another, what, 3 years, 5 years? I want to get an idea of what kind of time element we're talking about.
Okay, so just let me see if this is right. The study is proceeding at present. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes.
As we got
it? Yeah. Okay. So it's and do we have an estimate of how long that study will take?
A year to a year and a half.
Okay, a year to a year and a half. And so when you say at this point, I think Carl, what you're saying is why would we resist that? What is our concern about such a study? I think President Green said, look, we're just trying to find, you know, this is a third party, can give us some insight, and why wouldn't we be pleased to receive it? Is there another, I think this was for the MODOC directors, is there another reason why this thing that is happening already is not a good idea? Director Crane?
Yeah, so I'm a little confused. Not about what we're doing in this particular exercise, but this whole process. So as I understand it, the LAFCO study is to look at feasibility, which I don't find a confusing issue. I think a number of us don't think that it's infeasible for various reasons, unless there are some legal reasons that come up at some point. But in terms of administrative matters, I mean, there's the what seems to be a well-run Inland Empire Utility Authority, which has all these functions. So it seems like it can be done. I think our concern is, because it hasn't been that transparent, is whether they also weigh in on the merits of doing this study. So it's whether it can be done or not, but we got stuck at the merits issue. The grand jury report was not a very useful study. I mean, there might be good explanations for that, but it wasn't very conventional in terms of looking at an issue like this. It didn't have evidence. The arguments were kind of odd at times compared to how local government reform is usually looked at. For example, fragmentation is something we refer to in the local government reform area as we use the term decentralization. It's considered a very positive government trend. You don't want to centralize unless you've got some scale amount of economies to take advantage of or some gross inefficiencies need to be dealt with. So we're kind of stuck on, or at least I am. I should just speak for myself. What's the point? What's the benefit? And obviously, there's all this history that I'm not familiar with. But just in terms of what we're dealing with from last summer's report and this ongoing study, feasibility doesn't seem to be the question. It's just why proceed?
And when you say feasibility is not a question, is you're basically saying it's certainly likely to be feasible?
Yeah.
Exactly. So let me just again. This report is already underway, so this is a really good observation, but we are going to see what this, I mean, this puts into context, and that's a good thing, what we should expect from this and what we need to do ourselves in order to be able to respond to it collectively once it emerges a year from now. I don't mean to put too many words in your mouth. That was quite a few.
No, but again, I'll go back to the confusing part. It's just it seems sometimes there's a lot weighing on this report in terms of the merit of consolidation when the study itself doesn't seem to be aimed that way. So it's not whether it's going to be a successful report or not or whether it will indicate whether it's doable. We're interested in why even look at it. We're just trying to look for the merit and where is that going to leave us? I understand there's a subsequent process that has to take place to actually look at consolidation. But, again, this is a political situation with a political dynamic. It's a little hard to read the tea leaves from the outside about what that all amounts to. But, again, just in terms of a specific focus, my concern is that the study's not looking at the important question, which is why are we interested in doing this? What do we hope to accomplish by doing it?
Because this is a very, I think that was a very well articulated expression of your view. Are there reasons to be looking for ways of making these two organizations, one way or another, more coordinated, more collaborative, things that presumably consolidation has kind of baked into it as purpose? Are there other way? Is there a need for some kind of improved relationship, or in your view, or not?
In my view,
yeah.
I don't see it. So that's what I'm looking for. In terms of understanding the motivation behind this whole process, it's been to me a little bit like a whack-a-mole process where there were some arguments, there were some efficiency gains, there were some voice gains, which I didn't find compelling from that study. That we do different things. We have different voices. Everybody wants to. Nobody's asking to consolidate our voices. So I just don't see what the motivation is. But then again, I'm new here, so I don't know about the relationships between the agencies. I'm hearing things secondhand, but I personally am still looking for what could be improved.
Thank you. Director Schell.
I think Randy makes a great point. There's the technical study that's being done at LAFCO, and that's like the, and all related to the environmental impact report. Is the air quality, the traffic, the noise, the grading, okay? Then there's the policy of, should we build the homes? As an example here, that's what I'm used to, right, Natalie? I think Director Dick, Larry, for me, was in this whole time period, is the first one to actually say two comments on his opinion of whether we should do this or not and his thoughts on it. This is what I would like us to develop for the remainder of our time here today. And, I hope it goes with what Randy said, is we've got the technical, but here let's talk about the policy of why we're doing it and objections, thoughts on it, and concerns and opinions and what have you, and focus on that. So I, as one person, would like to hear more from MoDOC directors as their thoughts on the proposal that's been made.
As far as Director Crane is concerned, he would be satisfying what you'd like to hear.
I think we're agreeing, and Larry kicked it off by giving two, and we'd like to have more like what Larry said.
Okay. Other MoDOC directors? Director McVicker.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, you know, there is a study going on, and I think there's a lot of consternation in the ability to input in on what that scope should be. And I'm hearing that if we could expand the scope to include some things regarding to the merits of it, that potentially could be a way forward. And I think there's also some consternation in that, well, you know, we're just going to let it go and OCW is going to have to pay for it all or whatever. So I guess what I'm suggesting is maybe we could look at increasing the scope and having MoDOC pay for that additional scope added to it. And so that's just an idea that I'm throwing out there.
Is it too late for that, given where the study is in terms of adding scope?
That I don't know for sure, but I mean, LAFCO is, I think, would be amenable to something like that, but I don't know that. That's one thing that would have to be determined. First of all, we have to determine as a board, are there things that we would like to see in that study? I mean, if we don't do this, you know, it's going to go on, and a year later, we're going to probably be here again, you know, or something like that. So I'm just putting that out as a suggestion that maybe get what we want in the study now and have MoDOC pay for kind of the addition of what we would like to see in it as a kind of a compromise, you know, to saying, yeah, we'll pay half or something like that. So I'm just throwing that out there as a suggestion.
Well, that's a good suggestion. Other...
Director Meese can explain a lot of things. I think she's been waiting patiently.
Oh, well, I apologize, Director Meese, if I haven't seen you... I'm sorry, I was overworking your hand up.
I was assured when we OCWD moved forward with the study that it could be amended after this joint meeting, that the LAFCO wouldn't be so far along that we couldn't accommodate changes. So that's one of the things I would like to get out of this, because I strongly believe that a joint study is going to be better for all of us at the end of the day. It will cover both sides, issues, whatever. And I think the study is, as Director Sheldon pointed out, he referred to the environmental study. That's the facts that we then need to make the decision based on. And I think it's premature of us to talk about how we would consolidate or if we would consolidate or what form it might take, because we don't know the pros and cons, we don't know all the issues, we don't know the costs, we don't know the legal ramifications, and that's what this study is going to present to us. And I just want to make sure that both parties have input into it, and so when it comes out, it is a complete study, and we're not arguing about things that may or may not have been covered.
Okay, so I'm hearing the two of you agreeing that this study would be more useful if it satisfied the needs of both agencies and that both agencies contributed to its completion.
Yes.
Is that, I don't want to put words in your mouth, Director McVicker, so correct me.
No, I think that's correct. And like, you know, I'm looking at what was presented to MODOC, and there's issues and challenges of consolidation that, you know, we want to make sure are addressed. And then, in addition, potentially Director Crane has some ideas on what could be looked at as far as the merits, you know. And so I think that, you know, if we have the opportunity, maybe we can craft that additional scope for this study that MODOC would fund as a change order, you know, or something like that.
Are there other MODOC directors who wouldn't have other views? Director Netterhood.
I appreciate this need to get along, to go along. But quite honestly, I think the foregone conclusion, depending on how much money you want to spend and time, that this study will show that consolidation is feasible. It's a technical study. Feasibility, in my mind, is a very low bar in regards to evaluating this consolidation. The other part that I find a bit offensive is that I hear, well, OC or MODOC, if you want a complete and fair study, you have to help pay for it. And then you can participate and your voice will be heard. I would expect that it's incumbent upon OCWD, since they have initiated this, to take a broad scope and a moral approach to asking the right questions, finding all of the facts, and doing due diligence. Natalie,
I'm going to respond to that, because the direction to LAFCO is to be fair, to look at the study, to look at the issues. In my experience in history, sometimes a consultant that is doing work pays a little more attention to the person who's obtaining the study, who's paying, who's writing the checks or whatever.
The goal is to make the rules.
Yeah, you know, and so that's my concern, and it's a concern to be fair to MODOC, to have a complete picture. And you know, if you don't want to participate, we have clearly said you don't have to participate, and we'll go through and we'll try to make sure LAFCO does a fair study. It's not about not doing a fair study. It's about making sure everybody is heard. So,
okay,
and then on the other point, sorry.
You don't have to rebut.
Okay. The other point is, it's not just about feasibility. It's about the pros and cons, the costs, the legal issues, all of those things. Yes, anything. I'm an engineer. Anything's possible with time and money, right? No, this is, what does it take to do that, and what are the pros and cons, both from a representation aspect, financial aspect, all the different issues. So that's what I expect out of the study.
Can we hear from Director Thomas?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I may surprise
you. And then, Director Yeo, I see you keep, I know you have something to say, but I just want to kind of get through and hear from the MODOC directors who are here in with us on this specific question.
Yeah, Director Meeks has been saying a lot of things I wanted to say.
Director Thomas.
No, it's all good. Everything so far has been good. I still am going back to the studies that I've done in the past, 82, 94, 2013. And there was an MSR study back in 2006 conducted by OCWD that determined that this was not feasible. Every meeting I've been in since we've been talking about this, I've said, what's changed? Nobody answers me. It's really strange, because nothing has changed. But that being said, I am willing to recommend to our board to join the MSR process with you to come to the same conclusion that you came to in 2006. And there might be some differences, some slight ones, and I'm willing to agree to that. There's synergies between our agencies. We've talked about that before. We've actually come to agreements on that before, and I want to continue that. But here's the biggest thing.
I want communication to continue. I don't want communication to shut off. I want you to know that we want to talk with you. We want to hear from you. You know, we have had, unfortunately, or fortunately, how you look at it, a change in general manager, interim general manager right now. So I think where our view is, having Harvey in here gives him a fresh view. Mike's been around a long time and can bring in another view. I think collaboratively we can come up with some things that I don't want to be throwing grenades in here on you guys and continuing that process. It's not collaboration. That's not going to win us any friends. And certainly I think as we go in here, there might be a couple things that come out of here. I just can't see, honestly, on paper, what everybody's given me, what has changed from the previous discussions in the past.
That well, this would this get an answer to that question, perhaps. Okay, so again, I'm going to put some words into your mouth because you've seen a lot of you, Director Thomas, think that this probably won't tell us a lot we don't already know. But I'm willing to go forward with it to be sure I'm right. And Director Netterhood, what I hear from you is I also am not concerned about the outcome because I think it will show that whatever, but you're very concerned about the idea of having to pay for it, even if the parts of it are scope created by you.
Well,
the parts of it that's missing, and in my mind, this goes back to the grand jury report. And it goes back to a lot of the assumptions
about these two organizations. Because I've been spending a lot of time thinking about
how are they similar and how are they different. And one of the things that gave me heartburn with the grand jury report is that it seemed to gloss over, in fact, didn't even identify the differences. So let me throw out a couple of examples of that. For OCWD, how much annually do you receive in revenue from selling water? Mr. GM, ballpark.
90%.
Yeah, dollar figure.
John.
In the area of $170 million.
Okay, $170 million. Okay, how much does MODOC receive from selling over $200 million in water? It seems like a non sequitur. How much do we receive?
It's in between 9 and 10 million.
No, we don't. We don't get any. Sorry, Harvey. We don't make a dime. Thank you. We do not make a dime off of selling water. And that is the lifeblood, to mix metaphors, of OCWD. That is a huge difference. We are funded through the infrastructure, through a meter charge. Okay? OCWD has to sell water. That is their mission in life. It is not our mission. We're a taxpayer agency. We don't make a dime off selling water, which I think is a huge difference in culture. And what I think the grand jury report misses, and what I missed until I really started thinking about this in preparation for this meeting, that those driving elements create totally different cultures and organizations. Quick example. I was reading the budget report for OCWD for the one that's currently in place, and I have tremendous respect for GM Marcus. In his introduction, he said to the board, the OCWD board, that he saved $1.7 million from the suggestions, the recommendations of his department head. $1.7 million. Interestingly enough, that is exactly how much money
MODOC has to fund two of its diamond organizations, which is water use efficiency and our public outreach in regards to school education.
So $1.7 million for OCWD is less than 1% of their budget. In our organization, $1.7 million is 20%. The basic functions, even though they're related to water, are hugely different from that very beginning premise. And for me, that is really what the grand jury report completely missed.
there is no way to add efficiencies to those kind of fundamental differences.
Okay, thank you. Let's capture one thing. With respect to the grand jury report and what was in it or not, I'm going to ask Director Meeks, is that a document that that LAFCO will rely on in preparing the study going forward?
I think everyone has indicated and everyone believes that the grand jury report was very limited in scope. Those people are not experts in that field. They are volunteers. They are trying to make recommendations that they feel might benefit the county. But LAFCO is a professional agency hiring a professional consultant to do this work. I don't believe they're going to be counting on the details of the grand jury report. And I will say that this could be an opportunity to include in that LAFCO study other options besides consolidation if our missions don't align or can't align. I mean, at the bottom of the line is, you know, we want to deliver clean water to people. But there are other ways to get there. So if you believe or if MODOC believes there are other answers to cooperation than complete consolidation, let's include that in the report. The study can look at those things too.
So I'm going to come to you, Director McVicker, but Director Netherhood, to the extent that you have highlighted some significant differences between the two agencies, would it not be beneficial to have the scope of the study recommend looking at some of those differences, meaning that you would benefit by having a participative role and paying for the additional scope? I mean, does that make sense in the context of what you've already pointed out are the deficiencies of the grand jury report, which I don't think anybody is relying on as their basis for decision making?
No, and I didn't mean to indicate that I gave any credence to the grand jury report. In fact, one of the things I found encouraging at the LAFCO meeting is that both boards, both Orange County supervisors that are on the board, Wagner and Doe, both reflected the same attitude about the grand jury and its flaws and the report. My concern is I've been involved as a board member for 2 years, and until this issue came to a head, I quite honestly don't think I understood fully what MODOC is all about. I have no trust that a MSR will get into that core of it with or without us paying.
Well, let's not just talk about paying. I think what Director Seckel proposed is that we include some scope that would ensure that the topic areas that you're most interested in are reflected in that study. And since you are adding scope to this study, it might be reasonable to assume you would pay for the additional cost.
I would retort that in the spirit of cooperation, that OCWD would say, you know, we didn't even consider that element, and as a olive branch, we're going to pay for it.
Okay, well, that's why I didn't want anyone to be refuting things that people said, but it's very nice that you are begging for some kind of charitable act on the part of Orange County Water District. I very rarely see that happen in a facilitated meeting like this. Director McVicker.
Also, I'm just going to point out that if we do all participate in this study, we will be working from a common set of facts. Right now, there's, you know, consternation or whatever the word that, you know, OCWD board has been presented a set of facts, you know, MODOC has been presented a set of facts, but if we go through this process, hopefully we'll all be working with a common set of, you know, information. So I just wanted to make that point.
Director Crane.
So regarding the scope, I think one thing, again, I was confused by, was that there's a subset of tasks that have been delegated for a legal analysis, which is $15,000 of the total scope. And it seemed to me that many of these questions, like the core questions, were in that section. So if we're talking about expanding the scope, to my mind, it would be that area that where we'd be pulling out some details, because right now it's very ambiguous exactly what the point is of that 15,000 other to explore some legal issues, but there are institutional issues as well. Like what is, how do the agencies interact? Where would there be, you know, inefficiencies? Where would there be redundancies? Things of that sort. Whereas the rest of the MSR is, as Director Sheldon said, is kind of more technical. You know, what are the data? So I'm just a little confused about that. Those core issues being right now in what appear to be 40 hours or 20 hours of work. I don't know how much he charges, but so that's it's kind of there already. But probably we'd be interested in expanding that and being more detailed about it. At least that's my personal.
Well, and again, I think to the extent that MoDOC follows up with some explicit additions to scope or modifications or expansions to things, you would be a wonderful person to contribute to that expanded scope. And I'll keep going back to the fact that seems very feasible if you're willing to contribute to the process. I did hear Director Netherhood's eloquent plea for an olive branch of some sort, but I think your contribution to this would be highly valued, especially given your background and experience. There's few people in this room who've thought about these issues longer than you.
I just want to say too kind, but I appreciate
you. No, you're the only one who's ever said that. Director Seckel, are we getting to where you wanted to be?
I think on the first question, yes, because I would be supportive of us participating and modifying the scope and paying for whatever our share of that would be. I think it would go a long way. So I'm offering up the olive branch.
Can you offer it to Director Netherhood?
Yes. I think the scope shall reflect that the consultant needs to interview Directors Netherhood and Crane both. And we'll just make that modification.
Okay. Now, Director Sheldon, is this the kind of feedback you were looking for?
No.
What more do you want?
Because the scope is technical. This is emotional. This is policy.
Thank you.
Okay? And I respect what you said, but it's not gonna be Solomon. Okay, that consultant can't do for us what we have to do for ourselves is to discuss through the issues of trying to do this consolidation. So it's a technical study. And it's not gonna make those AI. Okay, it's not. We have to do this. We have to do this ourselves. The second part of what Carl said was regarding the consolidation and our feelings on that. And I hope that we can have time today to talk about that, because we really, besides Larry Dick, we haven't had any comment other than his two that he made regarding opinions on the consolidation. From what I recall, I don't recall hearing any other. I'd like to talk about that and maybe.
I just want to capture.
Is there any other comment from anyone regarding the?
This is what I heard at the beginning. Is that this report from? I'm not disagreeing with anything you've said, but this report from LAFCO will be an important contributing source of information for events that are probably not going to occur until after the report is complete. Am I misunderstanding something?
It's going to maybe look at the financial feasibility or this, that.
If it could look at things that MoDOC directors are also interested in.
Those are things that we have to look at ourselves. We can't delegate to a consultant to look at how we're going to get along. That's not what we can do. And we're asking too much of them, and they can't do that. I haven't been through this type of consolidation study, so I have to profess I'm not. That's my understanding of LAFCO. And we can't delegate to them to do things that we have to do for ourselves. Now, there's a list. I know that President Schneider did a list in her letter to LAFCO of different suggestions that she'd like the scope to be included on. We can look at those. But again, this is we're dancing around the issue we came here to talk about. And if there are issues on scope, we'd be happy to look at them. We can talk about them. But if they're technical, that's great. But if they're subjective policy, that's between us, I think.
Yeah, no, I want to. I completely agree with your statement. There seems to be a acquiescence to the facts, as if somehow this study is going to lay it all out, and it'll be a no-brainer. Yeah, and to your point, and I think Van made this earlier, is that it's a policy decision. Whatever the facts are may make some difference. They're not going to make the deciding difference unless it's just so hugely expensive it's not even possible, which I doubt.
Then we're going to take the facts and we're going to weigh them differently and see which side we
exactly. Need. Yeah. So, again, from my perspective, being involved in creating a fact base has very little basis because it's not the foundation of the decision-making. It is a policy decision. It's what is the greater good? What are we fixing that's broken? And what are the significant benefits going forward?
Okay, so now to cut to the chase. Director Netherhood, I am hearing from you, let the study go forward. I am not in favor of consolidation. I do not think that this is going to prove that consolidation is the right thing to do. And I could tell you today that if we want to talk about consolidation, I'm a no, and Director Sheldon is a yes. And that would end it today, and we could just move on with the consolidation or not.
Your earlier comment on the orange and cutting it in half is important because I want to understand why there's concern. Does he want the peel? Does he want to get the juice? Is there enough juice in the squeeze for all of us, as some of saying there? So I do want
good.
To...
That is good.
Yeah, I do want to hear why, so I can understand that.
Why do you not want to consult? Why? I got the facts. You laid out facts. It was all data about how big they are, how small you are. Go ahead.
Put people on defense.
It's, first of all, I think the majority of the complaints that I understand from OCWD are quite fixable independent of a consolidation. Can we coordinate more? Well, there's a huge amount of coordination from my understanding, but yeah, we could. OCWD wants to have the bigger part of the lot. My challenge is annex South County into the basin. That's quite feasible. There's a whole list of things that I think OCWD could do on its own that would solve many of its complaints. Expansion of influence at MET. They've got three cities that have MET directors. How much communication have they had with those three people? They've got their representatives on their board. Is there a regular meeting that's taking place? At the end of the day, OCWD is a $200 million give-and-take organization. We are a $10 million organization. Absorbing us is almost no impact on anything that OCWD wants to do, from my perspective. And that's why I highlighted the difference in missions between the two organizations. You are basically a profit-driven money, water-selling organization, and we are a customer service, water efficiency, and education organization. Completely different.
We think you're much more important than you say. We really do. And we think the powers that you have are important that can benefit entire county. So we do think you're very important, and we respect that. And together, we think that we can be better for all of our constituents.
Mayor,
so this is a great meeting. I'm learning quite a bit here in my short
form. Can someone put that into the record?
Yeah. So it's after that. Okay. So you know, I've only been sitting here 4 months, and I don't feel that. The 4 months I've been here, that I'm any a part of any organizations just for profit. I really do believe, and I've been serving a long time. I really do believe what we do here. It's not just about the money; it's about the communities. And so, and I know you've gone back to the money several times, and everything that we all do in our cities and who you know we serve. Yeah, it's about the money, right? I'm in the middle of budget right now, and I'm going from a $1 billion budget set at Unified to this little tiny budget set. City of Santa Ana is quite interesting. But I just want to go back. You said something a couple times. You talked about communication. So transparency and communication is very important to me, and I think it is to all of us in this room. And so, you know, maybe that's how we start. Again, I have great water board meetings with my peers, and we do communicate a lot, and we do talk, and I think I have a water board meeting almost every day, it feels like, whether it's some committee I sit on. It has really consumed my life. I told Mike, I love water now. I don't even buy plastic bottles anymore. So shame on you to have plastic bottles. So, yeah, put it down, Todd. Put it on the floor. So my whole family does not use plastic bottles anymore. So, but what I hear you saying is that from the start, at least, and correct me if I'm wrong, but communication between the two boards is key, right? And I think, Steve, you've talked about a couple times how the communication or lack thereof. And so maybe that's how we start, right? We're going to have to meet again, and we should meet again. And I appreciate that you offering the you want to call it the olive branch, but the checkbook to pay a portion. And whatever you guys decide as a board, that's on you. We're going to continue to move forward. I believe that's what we all agreed upon. But communication and transparency is very important. So I just wanted to say that because I don't want anybody, and I don't want to leave here when I get in my car and sit there, because I always go through my, you know, go through things after a meeting. I'm like, I'm not part of a board that's just for profit. I'm part of, and I know that's not what you meant, but I want to be really clear. I'm part of a board, and I did my research before I came on, and you know, a friend of mine sat here for quite some time, and he shared with me how important this board is, and so he said, Mary, you need to be on that board, and for a lot of reasons. And so since I've been sitting here, I really take this, it's very important to my constituents and to all of our constituents. And so I just want to share with you that communication is very important to me. I'm open to it at any time. Transparency, very important. Our budget is, yes, very large budget, and it needs to be for many reasons, for probably millions of reasons. But this meeting, I like the fact that we're talking, but I think I want to hear, and again, no disrespect, but I want to hear from everybody. Like, what is it? Because when you extend the olive branch, right, that's great, but does everybody feel that way? And I know Harvey and Mike are here, and they haven't said anything, and they sit there quietly. Maybe that's your role, and I don't want to ask you to do, you know, overstep that. But I just really think it's important that we be mindful that we all have a responsibility to be open and to communicate and honestly have honest dialogue. And I will never throw people's names out or throw anybody under the bus or be disrespectful, but we just have to understand that when we walk away from here today, this is not the last meeting. I would hope it's not the last meeting. This is just a start of where do we go next. So if we don't make a decision today that MODOC wants to, you know, open their checkbook, I'm cool with that. But we're going to move forward. And that's just how it's going to go. But we're going to communicate, and we're going to continue to have these meetings. So that's all I wanted to share, because I know money's, you know, at the end of the day, it comes to the mighty dollar. Got it. But I always sit here, and I'm a very busy woman, like we all are, very busy for my constituents and to do what's best for my community. So I just wanted to share that.
Thank you very much. President Green.
Yeah, Mike, I was going to, but maybe I should ask you to instead. Can you just explain how our RA is arrived at, what we charge? It's not profit.
Thank you.
It's reflective of, oh, never mind. Mike, you do it.
I'll take back the part about profit.
Good to take it back. We have to talk about it.
we just very simply take all of our operational costs, and that determines, and we project how much water based on the BPP we're going to be pumping out of the basin, and we use that as a basis to determine what the rate should be set at.
Right. So it's based on what it costs us, period.
Yeah. Well, I use the term profit only in the sense of revenue creates funds to cover expenses. And
that's not,
anything that's left
over. I haven't
run
a business for a long, long time. That's not profit.
And what's left over, that income, goes into reserves or whatever.
Still not profit.
I need to ask a quick question, the follow-up question. I wanted to first correct that statement. The second, I know Megan's not here, but is the MODOC board going to take back to their board meeting and ask for a vote on the MSR?
I think I saw enough heads here today that yes, we will, and I think we will be successful. But once again, it'll be up to the board to vote on that, and Megan's not here. She was supportive of it before. I think before this meeting, we were collectively not supportive of it. We had a split vote. I think we will be successful in supporting that, is my guess.
Okay, so we've...
I'm looking around the table.
We've answered that first question that you threw out there. After Roger finishes his question and everything, can we start moving to the second question?
Yes. Director Hill.
It sounds like we're getting close to the end of the meeting.
No.
Al, I appreciate your candor. And your strong voice on the board, Steve, is also one. And my observation of all the discussions that we've had is I don't think the majority of the OCWD board is for consolidation. We just want to find out the facts. We just want to have an independent third party look at all of those things brought up by the grand juries. And, you know, Natalie has been the poor head, not all of us. She wanted to make sure that you have a voice in that. Like, in a couple of meetings ago, this item was brought to the board for action. And I contemplated that vote for moving forward. I just wanted to get this, you know, this process going. And we, at the same time, instructed our general manager, and I think Harvey was there, to invite, you know, MoDOT board to join us. But I think that was a mistake, because you're right, that was a mistake that we upset you in some fashion, right? Like, we're forcing your hand. Hey, get on with it, or else.
Right?
How do you feel, right? I'm sorry. I'm for it. So here we are. You know, I think that there's opportunity for you to include some of the things that you care about, Al. Like, you know, we have difference in our organizational culture. And that's something that may be, you know, part of the study to look at. So it's identifying all these things that can be brought back to this group, so then we can decide at a policy level whether this is something that we should support or not. You know, we're going to look at the benefits and disbenefits of going down a path. And that's what we're trying to do with this study. Okay? And it's not a study to look at consolidation. It's a possibility of, you know, many things. And one of them is, yeah, consolidation, or JPA, or, you know, you guys should be talking more, but we can't, because the fact that we're having these conversations is, we have not been having chain meetings, right? So that's why we're getting all these things out. So to me, I think it's harmless. It's something that we should be looking at together. So that at the end of the day, yes, we enter into this, I don't want to say agreement, but we go down this path together, and it's not like OCWD is forcing MoDOT to try to come to the table to talk about consolidation. That's not where we're coming from.
Okay, so here's a...
Observation has been, okay.
Oh, thank you, Director Neal, and I've got a request from one of the general managers who would like to make a comment. President Green, any problem with that?
No.
All right.
Thank you. And I've been to the Orange County Water District Board a couple of times. Mike and I kind of talked about it. We try to be a little quiet, so that was our intention. But I think based on the request, Director Green, to Director Sokol, as to what MoDOT would do, and I want to make a comment and then see what that would play off in regards to what MoDOT's potential action could be. I've been involved in this from way back. In fact, I was even involved in a similar issue at Central and West Basin, where you had the same staff and then both boards simply decided to go and part ways and then separate. What I find that words sometimes do matter, and I really point to the mayor here. That's what I find between the lines, that words do matter. And maybe one of the things that we could strive to move away from is, instead of calling this a consolidation task or a consolidation study, It sounds like one thing that seems to be common, and thank you, Director Yeo, because I find also what you're saying is that maybe it should be more of an efficiency study and move away from that word that seems to cause a lot of angst. More important, and I really appreciate Director Yeo, but also Director Meeks' comment, is that what you find with the MODOC's letter is that if it is efficiency study, that it's looking at different options. And if you look at different options, that might be able to move it away from, well, clearly consolidation can be one thing, but it can evaluate whether there are other areas of efficiency. And there's other ways upon how we can achieve the same goal, which I think Director Thomas is pointing to, what has changed. But there are things to potentially improve upon. So the reason why I'm asking this or making these comments is that I would like to make the comments in front of our directors, but also in front of the Orange County Water Directors, that is that something that in regards to MODOC's deliberation to come up with a recommendation that this study moves away from called a consolidation task or study to an efficiency study that also includes areas to evaluate different options and ideas that we can all point to. If consolidation simply is not the chosen option, then simply maybe others will work.
Mike, you want to have any comments?
No. This is a board workshop, so it should be...
I have some problems. I mean, I know you're playing words, but the whole reason we were doing this is there was a grand jury who asked for this. We didn't come up with this. We didn't think about this that I know of. I mean, at least I didn't. And the fact of the matter is we're starting to play games with words and what we're doing, and we've already started the study. So I have a problem with that, I think.
Okay. I want to welcome President Neuschneider back. And I want to just do the tiniest recap. After we had a break, Director Seckel said, let's focus on two things. Let's find out from our own MODOC directors why we're resistant to the LAFCO study. And then second, we really haven't pursued this very far, what are the pros and cons of consolidation? I think we got an answer relative to question number one, that it's a foregone conclusion there will be a LAFCO study, and the MODOC directors, I'm going to summarize this, and then you can tell me where I'm wrong, have opinions that range from I'm skeptical to maybe we'll learn something, and it would be helpful if the scope of it incorporated some of the concerns and areas that MODOC directors would like to see reflected in it. And Director Seckel said, without getting permission from anybody, he said it, he would be willing to contribute to additional scope that would address specific issues raised by specific issues raised by MODOC, and that's about where we. I mean, anyone wants to add anything, Director Dick does.
Oh wait, I'm sorry.
No, go. I'm just trying to bring.
I would have to say that my initial response to Carl Seckel's idea was, Carl's a good thinker, and Carl's a nice man, and I'm probably not either one of those, because I thought I heard my new friend, Director Meeks, say that this study was going to cover good ideas, bad ideas, feasibility, profits, loss, not profit, loss, bad choice of words, advantages, disadvantages, feasibility. We all know it's feasible, we reached that conclusion. We voted against spending the money to go in on that. Not only are words important, so is timing. You want me to help pay for this study? Then you should ask us before, not after. that is a real bone of contention with me as far as spending any of MODOC's money. Maybe it shouldn't be. Maybe it's small-minded. But if you want me to be cooperative, you come over and ask for my cooperation. You don't say, this is what I've done. Give me my share. Perhaps I could learn to live with the adjusted idea that if we could build upon what we've already done, that we could pay for this disparity in costs or the additional costs. That is something I am open to. But, you know, when we talk about we need to work together, trust me, I tell you, I go back to the SAR Cup thing. Boy, that was a raw set of times. And I agree with Harvey. We need to say I'm sorry. But we need to be able to feel like we're working this thing together, not getting a dictum. Thank you, sir.
Not getting your
a dictate. Dictated to.
Yeah, I just didn't hear the word. Thanks.
Okay, I'd like to add that I don't think we want to feel that we're being deflected. He doesn't want to be dictated, and I don't want to be deflected.
What, and just expand on
okay,
deflected.
Well, we've been trying to have this conversation with the ad hoc going back to summer, and we got deflected and deflected and deflected. That's how I feel. Now, President Greenfield. So there you go. That's what we're here to talk about, are both our feelings and how we can, our thoughts, and how we can try to work together. When I hear Harvey say, let's look at how we can work together, that's a deflection. That's the political. And I don't begrudge you for saying that, but it's more a political ploy to me than a intent to want to look at the consolidation. This is a consolidation study. That's what it is. So, and I think, I forget how, the genesis on us asking to pay for part of it was, I forget what that was, for something else, but again, Director Dick is the only person I've heard today in this time period to come up with any comments on the consolidation, which is what I thought we came here to talk about. Was there any other comments? I didn't hear any.
Well, I don't know. I think I heard Director Netterhood say he could see no reason why a consolidation was necessary, and I assumed that he had a position different from Director Dick.
That was a conclusion. I'm looking for some commentary. Not, I understand. I know his conclusion. I wanted thoughts behind the conclusion. Director Dick gave us some of that. So that's what I'm looking for.
And again,
I thought it was more of a conclusion than it was a...
I thought I stated quite a few facts to support it. You know,
okay.
You want me to
regarding repeat? Regarding how the billing is, and I don't want to debate because I think you approached it incorrectly, but I stand corrected. Thank you for those facts. Thank you for your thoughts on that thing. So we have a third one. I'd like to get more of those. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Director, I'm going to go to Director Crane. Did you have your hands up?
I did.
Yeah. Let's go to Director Crane and then Director Seckel.
And Director Meeks also has.
Actually, let's go to Director Meeks first because she actually is the first hand I saw.
Cool head.
Yeah, cool head. My question, I want to understand from my fellow directors here, why does it have to be a consolidation or a no consolidation study? I mean, I would like it to include all the options that might make us work better together and serve the Orange County residents better. I mean, I know that the grand jury report said, gee, consolidation might be a good idea and provide efficiencies, but as we've all noted, they are not the experts and don't have all the answers. So when we're going out to a group that may have a bigger handbag of answers or options, why don't we include all of those?
Right.
Why don't we get
all
that?
I answer your question because we're statutorily required to go to LAFCO to talk about consolidation. It's part of the legal process.
Their mission.
We're not required to talk about, to go to a consultant to talk about how to work better together. We don't need a LAFCO study for us to get together and find ways to work together. That's a different subject matter, and I think we should do that, but we don't have to go to LAFCO for us to how to work together better and pay a consultant on those sort of things.
Need to pay a consultant, an independent consultant, to do that, and we can
include
that all together.
You don't have an EIR talks about the technical aspects.
I like that.
So anyways, that's a different.
I think it's
that's
a technical
a different
issue,
project.
But.
Okay, so I take the, this is what I think I'm hearing from Director Sheldon is that LAFCO's mission is to look at the consolidation of agencies and government.
Agency formation, yeah.
Okay. So, and I think what I hear from Director Meeks is, well, consolidation is one of many things that could result from this, and certainly the information could be used for whatever purposes the two boards decide they want to use it for. So I'm just paraphrasing what I think I heard from both of you, and I don't know if anyone else wants to weigh in on the legal requirements of going to LAFCO.
We have a hand up from our attorney on Zoom.
He's on Zoom.
Oh.
This is Joe Burnham, legal counsel to MODOC. You know, the mission and role of LAFCO, and I know there's someone from Rutan there as well, I'm not sure if it's Jeremy, but it's to work on government efficiency. So they're not legally required to look at consolidations. Consolidations, reorganizations are what they do formally, but their role is to look at government efficiencies between agencies, of which consolidation very well could
That's
be
it.
An option. So I wouldn't want to state that it's, you know, they have to look at consolidation. That's absolutely not accurate.
Right.
Okay, I stand corrected.
I disagree.
And Director Sheldon has a different view. Anybody, I want to bring this, I think there's been hands up, Director Crane and then Director Seckel.
Yeah, just to address a couple of raised. I'm new to politics, so I'm not used to diplomatic language, but I'll just come out and say that the grand jury report had no
logical data to support the
Mike went on.
Still green.
It's still green. It's okay.
Maybe it's battery now. No, well.
Do I need to say that again?
Yeah.
From where I stand, speaking personally, the grand jury report from last June had no coherent logic or data to support its conclusions. So, working from that, that's sort of the position I'm coming to this issue with. And then, in terms of the issue of why MODOC is pushing back, sorry, that's meant to address the substance of the consolidation argument. And I can go into more detail. In terms of why MODOC seems to be pushing back, I mean, again, from at least what I'm picking up from this is certainly when I came into office in December and looking at the deal points that were coming out of the ad hoc committee, it looked like consolidation was being pushed very hard. They actually were negotiating the terms of the consolidation in these deal points. And I felt like we were just being run over. And so to say that we are pushing back, I think it was just a defensive measure. It was sort of, we don't see what the merit is of going forward. I mean, there are different issues that have come up. The grand jury report, did the grand jury report talk about MET representation?
I didn't understand.
No, not at all.
Which has come up since then. So I think we were just sort of like, hold on. This is kind of coming at us pretty quickly. And, you know, again, I'm saying this as an individual, but it wasn't so much like we're trying to make your life hard. It was more like, this is kind of coming at us very strong. We don't see the merit. So we're just kind of still trying to participate fully. And I think we've been doing that in very good faith. One is agreeing to this meeting, changing our schedules around to deal with it quicker rather than later. We've certainly been talking about it on our board and meeting so we can kind of get our act together on this issue. But I don't want it to appear that we're being resistant just for the sake of resisting. It was rather a reaction to kind of getting a lot of, you know, pressure to move forward on consolidation, which we did not see the merit of. So again, I'm going to come back to the point I raised earlier, which is that what is it that OCWD wants out of this process? I mean, of course, if there are efficiency gains, we're all for that. There are different ways to do that. Consolidation in particular, I don't see. Now, I know why MODOC is an important agency, and I'll stand on that point. I ran for this office because it was a MET agency, and I wanted to be part of that process. So I understand that That might be an element of this, but I don't understand it very well. So thanks.
Director Seckel.
Thank you. And in support of Director Crean's comment, I think when the two ad hoc committees got together, there was this deflection issue from the MODOC, and I was on that committee. From the MODOC side, we kept asking the question, what are we trying to solve? And from the OCWD position, it was we need to look at consolidation. And so that's why we're here today. Speaking specifically, and Steve, this is a question for you in particular. You'd like to talk about consolidation issues if we're ready to switch to that.
Let's switch to it.
But I have a whole list of issues, and so let me just see if this is what you would like to do for the rest of the time we're here today. One example of the barriers to consolidation is the CalPERS issue.
Yeah.
So everybody is aware of that. Do you want to talk about that more? In my opinion, we need to have somebody from CalPERS analyze that, because my opinion is that the analysis that your staff did is not correct. But I really need somebody from CalPERS to say what the real cost of that is over time. And there's more than a dollar cost to it. There's a impact to our employees. We may lose employees over that issue. So I brought both of those issues up. If that's something you'd like to make sure gets laid on the table.
I think you've done a great job of laying on the table, and so we'll add that to the list, and that is one of the ones that we know that we have to resolve and together as a part of the process. But, yeah. But you have a lot more. That's good.
Yeah. The form of governance, I think, was a particular issue from the 2013 study. What was arrived at that time, in my opinion, once again, was not necessarily consolidation. It involved the three cities remaining the same, and I don't want to make any suggestions about the three cities changing, because I personally think we're locked into that position. But going into this, the groundwater basin was also defined to be out of bounds. And from a groundwater producer's standpoint, I understand why that's out of bounds for particular reasons. And so we're drawing, in 2013, we drew a box around that and came up with a screwy voting mechanism where there was a total board. Some of those board members voted on groundwater issues. Some of those voted on imported issues. And others would have had to vote on everything, because there was a administration budget that covered both agencies. And so, to me, that was a real screwy concept. So I think as we go through the LAFCO study, we need to ask them, how could this future agency function, or is there a better mechanism to put that under? So I would classify that as a governance issue. And any reactions to that, or I can keep going. And I don't want to take.
I think this is great. Thank you. It's what we've asked for. Thank you.
I think there's a big difference of opinion about whether we need to open the Med Act or not. I think that's a big issue. It has been discounted in the discussions as that's something simple to do. We can go to the legislature and do it. I'm not the expert on it, but when I talk to the folks at Met and I talk to others that are more in the political process, it's really something we want to avoid almost at any cost. There's another issue, and this one has not been openly discussed either, but when we did this in 2013, and maybe the two sides disagreed, but the Municipal Water District Act is certainly a broader and more encompassing act, and also fits under the Metropolitan Water District Act. And so if you're going to go forward with either the Orange County Water District Act, amending that one way, or amending the Municipal Water District Act, our legal counsel's opinion in 2013 was it was a lot simpler to go forward with the Municipal Water District Act. And that is an issue that needs to be laid on the table. There's another governance issue, and it has to do with the South County. The South County now is represented at the MODOC board by a number of directors. Were they to be brought into this larger organization, I think the question to be addressed is there a loss in representation? That's an area that is highly dependent on the imported water sources, and I think from their perspective, their concern would be whether they would lose representation at this, whatever the newly functioned agency is. So once again, that's another hurdle. And while I'm talking about South County, we might as well talk about North County, too, because we all often leave out La Habra and Brea, which are not within Orange County Water District, but they are within MODOC. And so when we talk about South County, we have that north area that we have to be cognizant of. There's another issue that we'll have to get over, and ultimately if an OCWD director wants to be on the Metropolitan Board, we've had that historically. Once again, our opinion and opinion of our legal counsel is that there are problems with that, and so that's an issue that needs to be resolved. Can it be resolved legislatively? It probably can. Is that good? Is that the best way to move forward with that? That's another issue that should be resolved. Let me throw out one more. And this, I've been involved in this a long time, and one of the logical reasons for leaving the two agencies and looking for better ways to improve the working relationship between the two agencies is there is a dynamic tension that goes with having two agencies with overlapping agencies that we both serve. That dynamic tension can serve to the benefit of areas outside of the OCWD basin as well as areas within the OCWD basin. And some of our agencies, I think, if they were honest about it, would say that dynamic tension serves us well over time to provide a check and balance, not only on MODOC, but a check and balance on OCWD. And so it's one of those issues. It's an argument that's been put forth for many years. Once again, these are the types of issues that I think need to be covered. So let me stop. There are probably more I can come up with.
Okay. That was I appreciate your preparation coming into the meeting and being able to respond to this, to the question that Director Sheldon has asked. I will open this up for people to add, but I'm just going to say, in the time remaining, you might want to decide whether you want to continue this again with maybe a more built-out agenda, but better process for systematically addressing the issues you're describing. But just before you leave, on the what's next, it does not seem to me it's feasible to get these, even discuss these at much length today. And I go to President Yu Schneider.
Thank you. And I wanted to appreciate the conversation and the recap, and thank you all for being gracious with understanding my medical appointment today. One thing that I did not hear was in regards to member agency input, and I do understand that Orange County Water District may have a slightly different relationship with their producers than MODOC does with our member agencies. And even today, I think we've noticed that I've had a couple comments about, you know, can the public comment? And in our workshop meetings, we tend to have a lot more public participation throughout the meeting because of our longstanding history, the way MODOC has a number of different and diverse member agencies, ranging from member agencies with a few hundred connections all the way to member agencies with several hundred thousand connections, in addition to our largest groundwater management agency, Orange County Water District. And so I think it may be helpful to consider a process where we can also gather member agency feedback and input. Clearly, there's a lot of interest between Zoom, between the people in person, and it would be important to hear the voices of the agencies that are most impacted by any decisions moving forward. And then I just wanted to add on to Director Seckel's comment about the director representation from Orange County Water District on the Met Board. I just wanted to be clear. It's an incompatibility of office issue that has come up a number of different times, and that is also why Director Erdman had to resign from the South Coast Water District Board in order to serve as our Met Director. And so while there may be a legislative fix, there has been an opinion that has been cited by the Attorney General, as well as a number of different instances where board members were found to have an incompatibility of office issue. So it may not be as simple as willing a legislative fix. So that's just one thing that we probably want to get more legal experts to weigh in on. But I do appreciate your suggestion in getting a consensus around the room around getting together for a longer actual retreat. And I know Kathy and I had both talked about that. And so if all of the board members are willing, it'd be great to just get a thumbs up to see if everyone would be willing to dedicate a little bit more time to connect in person at a future date to discuss some of these issues in more detail so that we can hopefully arrive at some sort of path forward.
I guess it was a thumbs up question. Is any or yeah. Anybody opposed to this? Okay, hearing none.
Hold on. I don't have a problem for an additional meeting. Quite honestly, you know, I love all of you, even though I don't know most of you, many of you. I'm not interested in a retreat if that's, you know, 5, 6, 8 hours.
So there's one thumbs down. Maybe there's other thumbs down, and Director Netterhood is your hero. Yes, I'm sorry. Director Nugent.
First of all, really appreciate the comments from President Shiner and Director Seckel. Those are very pertinent issues that you brought up, and I think that in order for your issues to be credible, they need to be studied. So it's important that we have your participation in this third-party study. And I know that from our meeting that resulted in us deciding to use LAFCO, our concerns was not whether, initially, it wasn't whether your MoDOT was going to join us or not. Our concern was how would we look to our constituents if we didn't address the issue when it came from the grand jury. So it was mostly due diligence. That's why we said, okay, we need to get going, staff, give us recommendation. Staff recommended we should have a third-party study, LAFCO, as any entity would have a concern about expenditure. So another reason why we said, okay, no, this study concerns MoDOC, so why don't we ask MoDOC to join us, ask, not demand, but ask. And so a letter went out. I don't know how it went out, but I think if you were to ask us each to write a letter, I think it would be a request that you would participate with us, join with us, work on this together as one body. Not a consolidation purpose, but from one body of concerted effort to bring about a final determination so that we don't get this request from the jury over and over and over again. And obviously, in the past, we've had this. That means maybe there's some things we need to talk about. We need to resolve it, whether it's to consolidate or not to consolidate. So my thinking right now is we wait for LAFCO. I can't make a decision right now if it's good for us to consolidate. And it's too early for us to bring out all these issues before the LAFCO study. Because once LAFCO study is in, that's when I know that what kind of things we need to discuss. So I'm asking that MODOC join us in the LAFCO study and give time to hash out the issues. If we know the issues in advance, maybe we can get together again, have an ad hoc committee, but you said the ad hoc committee didn't get anywhere. I think maybe after this meeting, we have a different set of mind. We met each other already. We know where we want to go with this, and we know we have to put this to rest. That's how I feel about it personally. So I would do anything possible to put this to rest. I don't want it to go on, and I don't want... Oh, by the way, our intention is not to step on your boundary, and that's... Therefore, we did the meeting first and did the LAFCO because that's our responsibility to our constituents. Whether you want to join or not, that's up to your board. And hopefully, you will agree. Thank you.
Director Rowe. Then I'm very conscious for, on behalf of the two presidents we have here. I know that there is lunch out there. I know that we're approaching noon, and if we want to, I guess we're free to go beyond that. I also know that Director Meeks needs to leave probably earlier than this. But go ahead, Director O.
Thank you. It's been such a long time. I haven't had to say anything. But I came here with the intent to share what is different. And I have known for all my career that everybody in South Orange County says there's no groundwater in South Orange County. And I go, oh, okay, so, it's fine. And then in 2013, the San Juan Basin Authority came up with the Groundwater Facilities Management Plan. And a friend of mine said, why don't you look at it and see what you think? And I read the report, and they were talking about doing some things, including the San Juan project, which is to put inflatable dams across San Juan Creek. But then I read about the geology, and I go, oh, I know this formation, the Sespe Formation. 50 years ago, when I was a student at San Diego State, the professor said, hey, help me break up these big rocks. He wants to do some regional dating of and geochemical fingerprinting of these rocks to see how they fit. And I was always impressed by how big these rocks were. They're the size of your head, well-rounded and hard. I had to break these things with a sledgehammer. And I was always impressed by how much this river was that came across and dumped all these sediments along the coast. So when I saw this in the report, I went to Santa Margarita Water District. I said, hey, I think there's potential. The Sespe underlies about 80%. 80% of the Sespe...
There must be a punchline here.
No, just a sec. 80% of the Sespe underlies Santa Margarita and 20% under Trevico Canyon water districts. And 50 years ago, DWR said, we think that there's potential for the Sespe to have water, but nobody put any wells in 50 years. And I said, hey, I think it has potential. He says, no, we looked at it, it's not going to happen. I said, well, let me get the research paper. And I came up with a phased approach 9 years ago, and I said, here's a plan, do research studies, then you could do this other drilling to basically evaluate this further, use it as an emergency supply. After a year go by, I said, did you do the research study? He says, no. So I went and did the research study, had some time available, and I go, oh my God, they screwed up. This has a potential of like 2 million acre feet of groundwater that it hadn't been recognized. Nobody put in a well in this formation. And I think if OCWD had some influence in this area, we would have investigated it and developed it. But because it's outside of our area in South Orange County, we can't. And MODOC doesn't have any interest in that. It's, just because it's...
Don't have any jurisdiction.
Don't have any jurisdiction on groundwater. So
this is a possible win-win situation.
Yeah, this is where I think it would be a benefit for, at least I proposed, not necessarily OCWD going into that area, but come up with this Sespe Aquifer Development Authority to basically explore it further as a storage, as a centerpiece of water resource management in South Orange County. And if I was a person in South Orange County saying there is no groundwater and this guy comes along and says that there's a lot of groundwater, they have ignored me since then. But I think it has great potential. I pointed out a number of things that could be done, particular places for somebody to drill and evaluate the geology, hydrogeology, water quality. And what's the best evidence of the Sespe formation is the Coto de Casa area. there's been a series of streams or springs that have been there for thousands of years, probably, because that's where the Sespe is exposed. And San Marco Water District, they basically saw the springs and developed it into the Gubernadora Urban Water Runoff Collection System. And I go, where in the world do we have a...
I'm sorry,
but...
This has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
I'm just saying this is a point for something that could be developed.
So, Director Rowe, I want to paraphrase what I think where I think you're going with this. Is if there were, if you were consolidated, this would be a benefit of consolidation because suddenly your groundwater management jurisdiction would change?
That's essentially, at least get some expertise to, and financial support to do that.
Okay, thank you. And one, I really would like to wrap up at this point, so I will go to you, Director Thomas, and you can give us some wisdom.
And I'll be quick. I really appreciate Carl and Megan's comments. And just to let all of the directors know from OCWD, we have on your, in front of you, this document, which Carl read off of, that has all of the points that he made. So all of the points that Director Sheldon wanted to know are here. And you can just look at them. In fact, one of the things that was left off is the checks and balances issue, which I think is really important. One of the additional things, the incompatibility of offices, was huge. I mean, that's a big one. And then let's toss in a couple more. Okay? When we did this back in 2013...
Are you talking about...
Can I make a proposal?
Consolidation?
Okay, got it. Okay.
Steve wanted to know points to make on...
What page were you on?
Got
page
it.
Number?
It starts on page 16.
Thank you.
Starts on page 16. And that's not meant in a condescending way, you guys. This is a great document. This, if you could just add a couple other things, too. There was, and she mentioned the incompatibility of offices, but we're also going to have to take the board down in size. We're not going to be able to remain at the amount of directors that we have. So there have to be retirements and or directors running against directors in order to make this a viable organization. We really couldn't agree on the number of directors that would be left. A number was thrown out to be 8 plus 3 cities, so that makes it 11. Okay? It's just all the directors know you don't get to keep your seat. It could be at risk.
Okay. So, Director Thompson, I am trying to wrap up this session on a high note, and so I'm going to ask you, like, one question. Do you think it is worthwhile to reconvene at a future date to be determined to take up some of these issues that have been specifically laid out and which I believe some of the participants here thought was the primary purpose of our meeting today? And I think we took a poll and Director Netterhood said, not me, but all the rest of you have fun. You didn't quite say it that way, but we had one thumbs down, and I would like to just give the floor to the two presidents to make some final comments and then invite everyone who wants to stay to lunch.
You said what I was going to propose is that we reconvene, so unless there's any other comments, we can adjourn.
Okay. I think it is your job to adjourn the board meetings.
Meeting adjourned at 12:07. Thank you, everyone. And also, thank you to Al for creating these board get-to-know-you sheets.
What recording? I just want to be clear. My proposal was that no one loses their seat. That was not my proposal. Or, I'm sorry, I was not the ad hoc committee proposal. I stand corrected. We would maybe naturally attrition down as we retired or this or that, but it was 17 directors.